back to the cage to plan for tomorrow night.
In this universe of treacherous living creatures.
Run diagnostic on optical sensors.
Your phone is shimmering.
You'll die for attacking my son.
Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 16 on the Oh Hot or Not feed.
He's unsure.
Not sure. Using the same irreverent method as that show to look at Who's Who number 3 with a contingent of the Hot Squad. I'm Siskoid, and let's see who's around the table this time around. Our panelists will introduce themselves by revealing their best subject in school. Not necessarily their favorite, their best. And this will foreshadow entries we'll be covering today.
Teacher woman. It's my guess. I don't know why my brain was like, yeah, that seems like a character that could
that would be in the bees.
Yes, that would be in the bees.
Teacher woman.
Let's start on my left with Isabel.
Oh no.
It's not an opinion. You went to school. And you had a best subject.
I mean, I thought it was going to be what we preferred, so that threw me for a loop.
Sometimes, sometimes it helps.
It would probably be either English, we had more like literature-y kind of classes, or biology.
Ew.
Science? Yeah.
I think her answer is going to be grosser.
Shotgun. Well, you have more of a...
What?
Math... More of a math background. So
It's hard to say. Okay, not to brag, but I was a straight A student and I did nothing to get those grades. So
right.
I hit the fucking wall when I got to college. But so I would have to say that it would be math or chemistry where I had my highest grade.
Not my favorites. Josie?
I like chemistry, though.
As a dyslexic human, everything that I had to read was awful. My best and favorite was fine arts.
Yeah.
And I went in fine arts, and that's still the best thing ever.
Yeah, gym is an okay response.
It's not a popular response with this group.
No, I don't think so.
The thing is, I think gym would have been better if it would have been made different.
Oh,
sports?
Yeah.
No, if they would have shown yoga, other things that are more individual, cool. Soccer? Fuck the jocks. I hated them. I wanted to kick their heads.
I've often wondered, if I would have had a better relationship to exercise if we could have just been, working out during those classes instead of,
teams.
Playing soccer for the thousandth time.
Instead of being last pick on a team?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, that being said, though, we come from a high school that had, like a part of the gym class that was like playing pool.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And
archery.
Archery. And
I went skiing.
And skiing.
But I talk to people now that come to the studio, my dance studio, not mine, but the studio I go to, and they're like, oh yeah, sometimes we have yoga classes and Pilates and what a lovely thing to have.
What a concept.
Wow.
Yeah, we had badminton, soccer, volleyball, repeat.
I know that sometimes now they do improv.
That's amazing.
Even though it's not a sport.
I've given a workshop to a gym class.
That's amazing.
So, we love it.
Anyway.
We did social dancing when I was in middle school.
I would have loved that.
That's amazing.
I would have loved to learn the
You don't want to be last pick on that one. Natalie, what's your favorite, not your favorite, what's your best subject?
My favorite and best, it's both. It would have been English class, the literature classes. It is what I ended up, I went to university to study to be an English teacher. That's
right.
Really what
and
I
you
like.
Still work with a
language?
mostly
a book
volunteer.
Festival.
Yes, I still love books. I still love talking about books. I host shit. It's fun. I enjoy it.
I'm Eddie.
I have to work hard for studies, unlike Shotgun. Because I have a terrible memory, so if it's something I have to learn by heart, I have to work really, really hard for it. So,
high school biology.
Yeah, so I did really good in biology. That's exactly what I was going to say.
You have a bad memory, but that makes those the best subjects.
Because I worked really, really hard for it. But it depends. In elementary school, I did really, really good in history because it was learning the Neanderthals and all that stuff. And we would sit there every single night, me and my mom, and go over it over. Because I got to a math test that was about square roots and I forgot the formula for square roots. So that's the kind of person I am.
I feel ya. Okay. Mine is English, of course.
I'm glad the question wasn't university. I think the class I've like done the best at was like advanced statistics. Which is exceedingly boring.
Lame.
I mean, any teaching class where you just had to bullshit your way through an A+.
Mead was a painting a level 4.
Well, why are we doing this? Because every character today has a name that starts with the word brain.
Oh, great. So clever.
Matt's favorite. I didn't want to ask you your IQs. So,
fuck that concept.
Because I don't believe in it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I studied psychology, so this is my time to shine. Right.
My sister did her thesis on metrics, whatever those tests.
Yeah.
And she came out of it convinced.
Oh, yeah, they're worthless.
That IQ tests are completely bogus.
Absolutely
pointless. Good to know.
We start with the brain. That's not complicated. The brain. So 10 years before his death, an unnamed French scientist experimented on a gorilla and gave him genius-level intelligence. He named him Monsieur Malat. When he finally died, not Monsieur Malat, the brain, the scientist.
Oh, okay.
He had trained Malat to remove his brain and put it in a self-sustaining glass jar. And now functionally immortal, the brain set his sights on world conquest.
Oh.
But it was mostly stymied by the Doom Patrol. In the modern era, the brain and Malat would finally admit their feelings for one another and become comic strange's queer couple. Queerest queer couple like it. To anyone but Malat, he's a bully, but also a coward who has nervous breakdowns when things don't go his way. He has no powers per se, except the gift of invention. Bill Sienkiewicz shows him in his current casing, but the serpent has the old jar and a giant robot called Raj, or Rog, probably Rog, but I like to call him Raj, in which he put his brain in a couple times, and also Monsieur Malat preparing for the brain surgery.
My favorite part is the little dotted line that goes from the scalpel to the body that removes the brain. Thank you for that graphic.
Well, I really needed it. I wasn't sure what was happening.
La Scapelle. I love the love story so
That's so great.
Honestly, it kind of reminds me of that movie.
The T-Rex?
Yes, where the brain goes in the T-Rex, and at the end, the brain is just, like, hanging out in the jar. Honestly, it's not unsimilar to this, except he's definitely not a scientist.
I think we talked about that a couple podcasts ago.
Maybe.
Actually.
No, but you know that you're set for being a very lovely individual when this is the casing your brain goes in.
Punisher vibes.
Yeah, Castle Grayskull.
I mean, the message is obvious.
Honestly, I don't know. I look at it and I see a bubblegum machine.
I see a skull. Oh.
The vibe, to me, is actually a little bit like the brain from Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The shape is not, like, that different.
I think it looks like a building. I think it's because the side panels look like windows. Like, if this like was big in the
almost
location,
like a lighthouse.
Yeah. Ah. But the light is the brain.
Or the eyes.
It kind of looks like a chess piece also.
And a little bit like a Dalek.
Mm-hmm. So many...
What else?
It's a Rorschach.
He has so many options for Halloween costumes. Like, truly.
But does that move? Does it have wheels?
It does not have wheels.
We need to carry it? Monsieur Malat.
Monsieur Malat can carry it.
Okay, I was going to say, it looks heavy.
But that's so impractical.
Yeah.
Well, he's also got the robot.
Is Raj very big? Because there seemed to be a really
Raj
small
is, Raj
person.
Is a
huge.
Mecha.
Well, then what? How big is the skull thing?
Waist high?
But why'd you need a big mecha like that?
Well, if you want to, like, get into the action.
Well, he wants world conquest.
So this is essentially like Power Rangers.
Excellent.
I'm fucking sold. This is cool.
Trim all the fat from the people and just leave one brain.
Yeah. The face is scary, that mecha thing.
It reminds me of Eggman.
Oh, yeah!
What?
Like, very sharp teeth.
From the Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From the Sonic.
From the the only Sonic.
I love this monkey.
Yeah.
He looks really friendly.
He looks very gentle.
Yeah. I mean, if you can handle a scalpel and extract a brain, you must be very gentle. That's
true. What a bro.
Well, I won't say more about it. Monsieur Malin gets his own entry, so
let's skip it. We'll forget everything by the time we get there.
Yeah, that's it.
Honestly, yes.
I don't know why the Doom Patrol had like these French villains, but they've got these French villains.
I like it.
There are other French villains.
It's nice. Doom Patrol just... It's different.
Is the brain French?
Yep, the brain is French.
Is it bilingual?
Probably. He's probably multilingual.
Good job.
I just love an angry Frenchman brain.
Have you ever been to France?
No.
Because, I mean,
Have you ever been to France?
No, but people say they're rude.
Yes.
Well, Paris.
Well, I mean, we know French people.
Yeah. So no wonder they're pictured as villains.
I think they're actually pictured as villains because they're seen as snobby.
Twirling their mustache.
But also they yell at you because you were too close.
But also, fancy cheese.
I think anyone with an accent in a certain period was like...
A villain.
How is having fancy cheese making you a villain?
There's a lot of caves.
Cheese caves.
Yeah. Perfect for villainy.
I don't know.
All right. Is the brain hot or not?
Well, what does he do?
He tries to conquer the world. That's the Doom Patrol.
But outside of that, what's his hobbies and interests and flaws?
Because I'm not sure. You might have said this before, I'm sorry. But, like, was he, like, a bad guy before?
He was just, like, a science guy.
Because it's kind of weird that as soon as he's dead, he's like, fuck this world, you know?
He was at least amoral.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he wasn't
he's playing God.
He wasn't, like...
He's making apes intelligent. We know how that turns out.
Well, I've seen Planet of the Apes.
We've seen a lot of Planet of the Apes movies.
I don't know how to hot this.
You know how to nod it.
I'm going to say nod just for the concept of, like, it's just kind of complicated to date or to, like, go out or, like,
sex. I think it's a bad design. How do you go to the beach?
Or have sex at the beach.
Like,
don't do sex at the beach.
Oh, no, too much sand. But I was, like, I'm looking at it, I'm like... Where would I put that in my house?
Yeah. It feels more like decor than dating.
It could hold your hat.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's funny. If you just put a bunch of hats on them.
Hold on. If you had glass over something and you go outside, like, wouldn't that get really warm?
It could fry the brain.
That way it doesn't go outside? Because that would be too warm around your brain.
Yeah. The...
Well, I think it's like a skull that maybe temperature controlled somehow.
Oh, sure.
They almost has to for
There are so
alive.
Many buttons. Clearly, there are some AC controls that are heated.
I need someone to draw this, but with like a party hat.
Josie.
Give me a minute.
I want to see a movie about their relationship.
I think I'm going to...
I think the relationship is in the TV show. In the Doom Patrol TV show.
Oh my god.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I want
That's
that.
That's neat.
I think I'm going to hot it. Even though this is stupid.
You've thought about it.
Yeah, I've thought about it. No, I think it's interesting.
I like the idea. I like the design of the skull thing. I like the gorilla. I just wish he had more, like, going for him.
Yes. So, you know what? Okay. Since he kind of looks like a lighthouse. If it comes with a foghorn, I'm so down.
How does he speak?
There's a speaker.
Maybe that's the speaker, actually.
I think I'm
like,
gonna...
he has a terrible personality. Like, we agree on this.
Yeah, I think agreed.
He's a villain.
I like him because of the gorilla, so I think I'm a not.
Okay. That's a good point.
It's a gorilla. It's maybe
yeah.
A...
That's, yeah, that's yeah, not. True.
That's
true.
That's how I'm thinking. This is not in a few years, decades, I don't know, will be a hot for Gorilla Man. Monsieur Mala.
I think I'm hotting it just because I like the way this looks.
Yeah.
Like, I think they did a cool design with this thing. Because it could have been so much uglier than this.
Well, this is the original.
And it was uglier. Yeah, it was just like
so
a jar.
I appreciate the way the design, even though he's a bad person.
It looks like a cake thing. You know those glass things you put on cakes?
Yeah.
That's what the original design looks like.
Oh, I wish Mala would, like, carrying him around like he was
like
a tray of food and he was... Ha!
Jude, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Brainiac.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh. I know.
Yeah.
I should have really thought about this. But actually, there's going to be a lot of exposed brains, aren't there?
Yeah.
There's two.
Oh. Okay. Oh. We have a figurine entering chat.
Oh, what's wrong with the toes?
So Brainiac, when he first appeared, this alien genius...
Wait, hold on, he?
You think he's a little breasty?
I feel like
I also
the waist,
thought it was
yeah.
A, I also
and
thought
the,
it
the
was a
the design really registers
well, he's kind of a skeleton look. Anyway, so this alien genius looked like a green-skinned Lex Luthor... with electrodes on his head. And you can see that in the Serpent here by Ed Hannigan and Mike DiCarlo. The computer tyrants of Kalu created him as an android spy to scout other planets. He went from planet to planet and stole a city for observation, shrinking it down so it could be inside his ship. He had a collection of cities. This is how the bottle city of Kandor, the last vestige of Krypton, has survived. Of course, when he came to Earth, Superman was there to stop him. And he's been one of Superman's top two villains ever since. When he was destroyed, his cold, unemotional consciousness found a planet of biocomputers, which he uploaded himself into, giving himself this 7'4" robotic form. Brainiac is now more of a match for the Man of Steel physically, and now that he's more interested in power than knowledge, he's recruited a vast army from many alien worlds. And his computer mind knows everything. The Serpent also shows his ship, which has his face, and him plugged into its controls. And yes, I have my superpowers action figure here. The arm is glued, so I can no longer do action the power move. Kick, because he squeezed his arms and it broke.
Aww.
So you have like a 3D version of this version of Brainiac.
From the side, he looks like he's got a backwards cap.
Oh, yeah. So,
super cool.
Hold on. Are the next entry what I think there are?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Anyway, okay. You know what it reminds me of? This might be too niche for Americans, but I don't think they got the PSA with the robot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can put my arm back on. You can't.
I don't know if you're all aware of this or not, but Canada had like really amazing PSAs in like the late 90s or early 2000s. Mid 90s, I guess. Check those out on YouTube is my recommendation. There is one with a robot person. And you were correct.
It was nice.
Yeah, it's just like swinging in like gears and stuff, and then their arm gets sliced off.
Yeah, it's about being careful to not become an amputee.
Yeah.
I mean,
the more you know.
The more you know.
I do try. I like that his occupation is would-be world conqueror. It was the same for the brain, by the way.
Yep, the brain had the same.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't live on potential. I need better from them. Adoptive son? What?
Well, he has to have a son, as you'll see.
He's a robot.
That's why he needs to adopt.
But no, yeah.
What are you doing? It's adopted.
I know.
He doesn't
about
need
it
to
after.
Do the touching of the Zuzus as you're doing.
Zuzus.
Zuzus. It's an inside joke for my friends.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're not friends.
Marty's gonna get this one.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
But to Isabel, I still think it is female shaped.
Yeah, it's because of the torso. It's
the
very
torso,
curved, like
the boobs.
But you
the
see him
pit.
Here. I mean, his more human form is obviously male.
And I think I do think this design looks like there should be like a covering. Like, it looks like, you know those pictures of the Chucky doll when the doll part of it is removed?
Oh.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, very like Terminator.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it looks incorrect.
Yeah.
Like, this is a version, but not the final version.
This should be wrapped with something.
Yeah.
As Josie very appropriately reacted to, the feet are horrifying.
I hate the feet. They don't even look like they would be able to walk. Like I know it's just the angle that it's drawn at, but it looks like you'd be walking on the sharp point in the front.
I guess they're flatter on the action figure.
And I think I hate them anyways, but like I think I get more of why I hate them. It reminds me of bird talons.
Oh,
but some birds have like
toes that they can move to like better grip. Mm. And like some, like their toes behind can come in front.
You know a lot about birds for someone who doesn't like birds.
Because I need to know what the danger is. I need to prepare in case I need to attack.
Yeah, that's why women watch a lot of true crime.
Yeah, I know how to kill now.
I need to know about these bottlings of lands.
Okay.
I like that.
Is it, like, am I picturing this, like, those ships and bottles?
It's under a dome. It's like a tall dome.
There's a lot of domes in this.
So is it like, is it like a terrarium?
Terrarium.
Like, yeah, like, you'd have, like, this
like
this
bottle like this. Like the rose in Sleeping Beauty?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. In the Fortress of Solitude, Superman has
so cool.
The bottle city of Kandor, which is like the last city, the surviving city of Krypton. And everybody's like tiny,
okay,
tiny.
Okay, that's my follow-up question is, are people in there?
There are people in there and they're super tiny.
Do they know they're there?
They know they're there.
I would hate
Kandor has its own entry.
I would
so
hate
let's
it.
Wait a few years.
Can they survive?
Well, like, that's their only way to survive, basically, is it?
If everyone's tiny and it's the tiny spot, like it just feels like it's normal.
I know, but
so Brainiac tried to steal Metropolis the same way. He's got like cities from all over.
What does he do with them?
At first he was studying them.
Display case.
Is he collecting snow globes?
Sort of.
It's like a Krampus vibe. At the end of the Krampus movie, there's like they're all like in the snow globe.
I like tiny things. That is fun to me.
You wanted a hobby for one of these jerks?
Yeah, you know?
I'll give you that.
And I'll give him that as well. The ship is cool. Like, is that's the face of the ship?
Yeah.
That's the ship. Basically, the ship looks like a head with tentacles.
I don't think I would commit personally to having a ship with my face on it, but I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on in the serpent.
Yeah, a bit too much.
The ship looks better than he does.
Ah! Is it the tentacles?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
I do look cool.
Yeah, because there's cool. Just like short, stubby tentacle-y things. On the actual face, look.
I don't
think
it's the tentacles. I think it's like the pipes for the tentacles.
Yeah, it's like
those
pipes.
Oh, does he
pipes.
Plug his face?
Well, he seems to like plug his... he's got like a big hairnet that plugs him into the ship, but...
Yeah, it's
a... Oh, yeah. I thought he was just moving, but it's a long hairnet.
It's not damage his hair. I thought he had a brain in there, but it's not a brain?
Turns out it's not a brain.
It looks like a brain in the picture. Yeah, the action figure decided to go with a little computer.
Can you open it?
No.
I don't know, but his head goes...
He's an action figure.
Yeah.
He can turn his neck.
Yeah, but he goes... Squeeze, squeeze.
His action is collecting small, tiny
his
cities.
Action was a kick. You squeezed his arms and he kicked.
Does it kick in the...
But I broke the arm, so it's glued on since... But, it's been glued on for like 35 years.
But does he kick? Is that a thing that he does?
Not really, but
imagine getting kicked in the face with that.
I had a Barbie who could do that. Was she an action figure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barbie's anything you want her to be.
Awesome.
Fair. So, Brainiac... Hot or not?
No.
Oh, don't.
No.
I wish the legs had wires like the arms.
Yeah.
I wish the body was different.
I wish it was a different character. And the feet can just be cut off.
I'm going to say no, but there's parts of this that I like.
When we do other versions, you'll see there's a lot of versions of him because he can... switch bodies, basically, right?
I like the ship, but, like, never date someone just for their ride.
No.
Yeah.
That's flawed.
Because...
Tiny penis. No penis.
You should whisper it right directly in the mic.
Tiny penis.
Don't you recognize me, Darkseid? I am Brainiac.
Brainiac? But you look nothing like him.
A computer does not lie, Darkseid. I have been recircuited and shed of my human appearance. My intelligence has been increased 100-fold. All that remains of the old Brainiac is my programmed hatred for the Super Friends and my desire for their capture.
Brainiac 5.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
I thought it would be Brainiac 2, Brainiac 3... And Brainiac 5.
No, some of these didn't have enough of a life at that time.
But yay!
So Brainiac 5, 1,000 years after Brainiac's reign, is born Quirrell Dox, a descendant of Vril Dox, who was Brainiac's adopted son. Mm. The son who had led a revolt against the computer tyrants. He has his ancestors' superintelligence and uses it as a member of the Legion of Superheroes. His major inventions include the time bubble, with which the Legion sometimes travels to our time, and his force field belt. But sometimes his science gets out of control, which is what happened when he created Computo, a computer machine that went on a rampage and killed a Legionnaire. Because of his genius, he can be arrogant, distant, and less than empathetic with his colleagues, but that hasn't stopped Supergirl from dating him. She would become the love of his life. The art by Kurt Swan and Carl Kiesel shows Brainy thinking, using his force field to survive one of Tharok's blasts, and embracing Supergirl.
I am such a sucker for green skin. I don't even care that he's blonde.
So I suppose that you will bring back what we said in the past.
Right, after the discussion, okay. We'll see what you said
back in
the Legion of Super Bloggers, Hot or Not, because, of course, he was one of the characters.
Yes, I do remember that. I do not remember what I said.
No, I don't remember what I said, but I'll say...
But you've read...
Now that I've read...
You've read the Reboot Legion.
I do remember one thing I said on the blog, and it's... Is Marsden?
James Marsden played him in Smallville.
So, of course, my love for Spike meant that I kind of liked him. But I love him. I just love him. I don't care that he's condescending. I love him. Of course, I love a lot of condescending character.
Yeah, I do too.
And also, he's smart and he doesn't have a huge head.
That is a plus.
That's true. That's an excellent point, and that should be an automatic hot. Yeah.
He's a brain-focused dude that doesn't have a giant-ass forehead.
No, a giant ass, though. Look at that shit.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
But he didn't go for the cliche brain equals exposed, big, large, ugly brain.
I don't like that.
And I like that this is the first one that's really, it's really feeling like he's smart. Like, last two just were like... There's a brain there.
Now look, he's thinking here.
Oh, God. Mm.
Bose was Supergirl, it was, I think.
Yeah, Supergirl.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
She's really got a Sailor Moon vibe.
Yes. Yeah. The boots, the skirt, hell yeah. But the embrace, they're like, oh.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Romantic. Are they good together?
Until she died.
Spoilers!
In that continuity. And for Shotgun, he was actually... The relationship was Andromeda, who was like a similar character because Supergirl no longer existed in the continuity.
That's gotta suck when you have to find someone similar to your ex.
I mean, he was rebooted as well, so he didn't know any better.
Oh, so he actually gravitated towards the same kind of person.
In two versions of the universe.
Although she was kind of condescending too. She was racist.
She was racist.
Oh, that's quite a flaw.
No, she didn't like people from other planets because she'd been raised to
think that she was superior
on a xenophobic planet.
It was something. It was something.
Yeah, it was something.
Hopefully, she gets better with time.
She was hot though. She looked good. She was problematic as fuck.
I like that you said, I hope she gets better with time, and I took it like, she's sick. Like, she needs to get better. Take some vitamins.
So, what do you think?
I wish she wasn't blonde, though. I don't think the blonde works with the green.
I agree. It looks black hair would have been cool.
Brown.
Even, like, blue hair would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, if his skin is green, why focus on realistic hair color?
Yeah.
Go crazy. Okay, hear me out.
Ooh, white. Sure.
Yeah. White would even be better. Mm-hmm. I think it's just too similar, and it makes his skin look more yellow.
And I think just because his belt is yellow and his boots are yellow, it's weird yellow sandwich with this man.
They should put everything white instead.
I do like the outfit, though. The purple jumpsuit thing is pretty cool.
It's funny, though, because purple and green are normally associated with villains.
Yeah.
Well, except the Hulk. I mean, I guess the Hulk is sort of...
Well, yeah, he's dangerous. Yeah. And She-Hulk was also in the purple and green.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just a lot of heroes are blue and red, and then the complementary colors are the green and purple for the villains, so they don't look alike.
Yeah.
But now it's complementary to Supergirl.
There you go.
I just feel there could be more on this suit. Like, a small logo or something. I find it's boring.
Because the logo they wear is the ring.
I know, but I can't see the ring in a fight.
I see what you mean, though. There could be, like, something on the chest or, like...
Like, patterns or stripes on the legs. I don't know.
Yeah. I just kind of like the way it seems to fit.
Yeah. Because is this the original look?
Yeah, it's a good look because Them pecs and them butt.
It's like the correct amount of baggy to mm-hmm. clingy. Mm-hmm. And it looks comfy as all heck.
And it is just like a jumpsuit, but it looks better than other jumpsuits we've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jumpsuits can be very janitor-like or like any cleaners or something.
Too much like coveralls.
Yeah.
There was more stuff in the reboot.
Oh, I like that.
And that's the xenophobic bitch.
But in that era, they decided all the legionnaires would have like that stripe in the middle. So it's like two colors and then a color in the middle.
I do like it.
So it makes it a little more complex.
More interesting than this.
But he had a mullet. So
he made like a robot that sucks?
Computo.
And he called it Computo?
Computo did kill one of Triplicate Girl's triplets.
That sucks.
Oh, that's bad.
That's why Bouncing Boy is married to Duo Damsel. Mm-hmm. She used to be Triplicate Girl. He learns from his mistakes.
Well, yeah, but how did he apologize for that?
Yeah, was it like...
I don't think he meant it.
No.
Like, that's the thing. Like, Computo meant it.
Computo meant it. Brainiac 5 did not mean it.
I know, but like...
So I'll give him some leeway. Yeah.
What was he built for, though?
In the end, Computo became, like, the butler.
Yeah, it's a bit similar to Tony Stark and Ultron.
Right. I was going to say it's like Rocky. That stupid robot that they have that's basically a butler in the house.
Right, but it's more like, Ultron slash
that's a better...
Vision. Jarvis,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Why do I hate the word, like, the name Brainiac, but Brainiac 5 sounds kind of sexy?
It's like a vitamin.
It sounds way better than just Brainiac.
Yeah, the 5 is like...
It sounds like a vitamin.
It works.
Well, it's tried and tested. It's 5.
So let me ask if he's hot or not, and then we'll look at what you said the first time around. Except, Amity, you weren't there. You weren't part of that OG group.
I was probably a fetus or something.
You're not that.
We have 1 year apart.
So, Brainiac 5, hot or not?
I think hot.
Oh, yeah, hot.
Hot.
Yeah, hot. I don't think any of the bad qualities are that much of a deterrent.
I'll say a bit over room temp hot. Like, I'm not swooning.
Here's what you said at the Legion of Super Bloggers back in the day. In 2015.
Yeah, that was one of the first.
That's almost 10 years ago.
Stop. Shush. Yeah,
I know.
Don't age me.
No, you were like, a 10?
12?
You were in your
20s. I was 15.
I'm still 25.
You're in your 20s. Maybe you still are.
I'm still 25.
So, Shotgun is hot according to my criteria, you said. But I still have problems with his crappy attitude. So, physically okay, but come on, man, don't be a prick. Josie, you said, nothing. I don't even have a spark.
And I still kind of don't.
His a-hole attitude, I'm not interested in that. Physically, there's something that doesn't quite work. I'm going to leave him to Supergirl.
Oh, you're pretty consistent.
Nat?
I see my evolution is not there. No.
Nat, you say, I'm thinking not.
Oh.
I don't think I want to spend time with him. He doesn't seem very fun. And obviously, hung up on his ex. Oh. So what are you going to do?
I mean, that sounds like a good response from Beth.
And that hot or not was much more about dating the character than this show. This show is a little wider. It is, who's not here today, thought he was too arrogant. Too many turtlenecks. And
I didn't hear that in her voice.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
His romance seems to be working, so why would I want to mess that up? And Isabel, you said, I'm going to say hot until we inevitably get into a ridiculous fight and break up.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So I guess in all, we're the same people, aren't we?
Yeah. We're the same people. It's only Nat has gone back on it. And I think Shotgun has read so many Legion comics.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, he's an asshole, but I mean, that's what we like, isn't it?
Yeah. I've learned that about myself in the past 10 years.
most superhero characters that I like are at least a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah.
You want a little bit cocky.
That's the thing, is like, there's a different, like, in real life, like, hanging out with Tony Stark in real life, I think would be exhausting.
Exhausting. But like, one-night stand?
To watch thing with Tony's in, I enjoy a lot. Right.
So you don't want to be Pepper, but you do want to be Rebecca Hall.
No, I think
a movie.
Actually, I think I'd be a good Pepper.
Okay.
I would love to cruise control. Yeah.
I think I would schedule the hell out of his day. You know, I think I'd be good at that.
I would love to be.
But I think it'd be exhausting.
Oh yeah, like when you think about fiction, like you want that in fiction, but in real life, like we all have like golden retriever boyfriends.
A 12th level intellect has no need for improvisation.
Brainstorm.
Yes.
Axel Storm.
Was 10 out of 10.
Was a scientist who often had sudden inspirations that he called brainstorms. He eventually discovered he was actually receiving radio energy emanations from the stars.
Wow.
So he built a helmet that would better harness those stellar energies. There was a misunderstanding, and he thought the Justice League killed his brother, so he sought revenge against them. Even after that was cleared up, he turned to crime. But he was never very good at it. It was usually in service of helping his kid brother, who was a criminal, or else inspired by what he thinks the stars are telling him to do. Augmented by his helmet, Brainstorm's brain doesn't just have access to great ideas for inventions, like his flying sky sled, but can also shoot starbolts, mentally control objects, teleport himself and others, whatever the writers thought of, really. Kurt Swan and Ali Williamson picture him putting Superman and Batman in an energy cage and shooting painful blasts at the Flash, Hawkman, and Wonder Woman, plus his head without the helmet.
What's a starbolt?
Electricity.
Is it like
stellar
directly
energy
from the stars?
Cosmic energy problem. Gamma rays.
So he doesn't need a cosmo rod, he just needs his hat.
He's got a cosmo hat. So this is an example of a character who's super smart, but instead of having a big head, he had to make a big hat. Yeah.
And big shoulder pads.
He has a screw on his head.
Yes. Yeah, I really hate the hat. Like, at first, honestly, I thought that he was going to be like, do the drills.
Yeah.
Me too.
He looks like a screw or the thing you put in the wall before the screw.
Mm. Oh, yeah, to like
the
hold
anchor.
Heavy
the
things.
Anchor, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he looks like a character on like a kid's TV show. Like, he's a kid's TV show villain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it looks maybe more radio than brainy to me.
Yeah, like satellite radio.
Yeah, especially the like around the little.
He gets radio emanations.
Yeah.
Like, in this day and age, he sounds like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, he's literally putting metal in his head.
Yeah.
He realized he could hear messages from the stars, so he built a helmet. Like, it's.
Yeah. I would cross the street if I saw him.
I mean, like the vest, though.
You like that vest?
I don't love it.
No. I don't. Like, I love it for him. I'm glad he wore it.
I think if you don't have anything with height on your shoulders with that kind of hat, it just doesn't balance out.
Mm-hmm. But why does it have to be this big?
To catch more satellite radio signal.
I just feel like putting a marble and it just goes round and
I actually think it makes his head look smaller. Because he's like in a cave.
Yeah, you lose his neck. It looks heavy.
Well, also, he looks very like... Like his shoulders up to his ears. He's not having a good posture and shoulders down.
Yeah, I like the colors, though.
He's Waluigi. Oh,
he's...
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, is that why?
His crab must be hurting.
Oh, my God. I also heard that in my head.
He has the mustache. He has everything. He's Waluigi.
When is this character from? Because that's very, like, specifically styled from, like...
Well, it's Justice League 32. That would be late 50s, early 60s?
Yeah, okay. I can see that. Mustache is real specific.
Yeah.
Luke's grandfather still has a mustache like that.
Really?
It's very tiny.
Pencil mustache.
Yeah.
I love the sled.
The sled.
It's so silly.
This is the type of ride I would want to go on. I don't think it's a tiny penis. I think this is confidence and big penis energy.
Oh yeah, because you can't drive that around thinking that it compensates.
No,
because it doesn't.
He has a huge penis.
Yes, big penis energy.
He's wearing that hat and driving that thing.
Okay? Big penis,
giant penis.
I'm game.
You think this head is big? Sorry.
You take off his pants and there's a tiny helmet.
I fucking hope so.
Oh my God, yes.
Just in case he gets messages from the stars that are meant for his penis.
wait, when he comes, is it a brainstorm?
Great foreplay.
We should get a helmet like that, and every time we have to think of an idea, we have to put it on. All right, everyone, let's brainstorm.
I will not participate.
Now I'm afraid of asking. Brainstorm hot or not?
I don't know. I'm too busy thinking of blowjob jokes.
Nice.
He's just like, I think my favorite thing about him, he's just like a guy.
Yeah.
He's just the guy. He's not even a good criminal. He's just the guy.
I remember him losing the hat in a poker game.
Like, the big one or the small one for the day? How did he get it back?
He didn't.
I picture him living with his mom, and his mom's like, oh, look, I found a new thimble on the floor. He's like, no!
He does feel lame. Like, he really feels lame. I'm gonna knot this man.
He reminds me of that magician guy. Remember that guy?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Abracadabra?
Yeah. They should team up. He had the same kind of look, and they were both not very good.
So you're saying not?
Yeah, not.
No, I'm saying not. But I'm saying, as a joke?
I love when Isabel's like, you know what?
For the bit.
Yeah. You see, really, I want to try that hat on once.
Thing, I want to just hang out for a little bit. Outside of his costume, he seems to be a well-dressed man with a tiny mustache. Like, maybe he can bring me to, like, a fancy lounge where we can drink whiskey and smoke cigars, which I don't do, but, you know, why not?
Yeah, he's got, like, a classic Hollywood look.
Yeah, like, yeah. I want to have an evening with him, but the costume...
Oh, the moment he puts that on, I'm dry as a...
Yeah, desert.
I want to know what the stars are saying.
Okay, that hat, dry. Other hat.
Good. I do
rift for her blush.
Oh my god.
It, there's riches.
I don't. Exactly. I don't.
Stop describing it.
My cornhead love is interstellar. Oppenheimer, Edward Teller. Our home on Remulac is distant. My cornhead rule has low resistance.
No! Oh my lord, there we go.
Look, it was gonna happen.
Brainwave.
I can't believe it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah.
At the start of the 20th century, a mutant was born with vast mental powers, namely mind control, illusions, and mind blasts that have the intensity of a laser. He honed his powers, and by the time they reached maturity, he was sending pawns out to rob for him. He amassed a vast fortune this way, and in the early 1940s, was ready to take over the world. He was stopped by the Justice Society of America again and again, even when he banded with other villains of the Injustice Society of the World. He's petty, greedy, a cruel nerd. After the war era, he would somehow end up marrying the former superheroine known as Mary, the Girl of a Thousand Gimmicks. So he likely reformed and showed he had something to offer, I suppose. He died protecting his son from the Ultra-Humanite. That's a fight we see in the Serpent by Joe Staton. We also see different sized heads as his powers grew. That changed. There's a shot of him with the JSA in cages, obviously an illusion to keep them trapped. And that superhero-looking dude with the buggy eyes? That's the perfect physique he once used as an illusion to hide who he was from the world.
Wow.
That's everything Nat hates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't like that.
Next.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's a choice to wear a robe.
They're always small. They're short and they have large brains.
Yeah.
Like that's always the combo.
He's 5'7". Well, I mean, with his head, so probably like 5'4".
But they're always like short little guys with giant heads. That's always what they do.
Well, they can't be tall.
Get me a tall dude with a big head.
Well, they can't be tall and smart. That's just too much.
It does feel like that. Like it's like, oh, a small nerd, weak guy, whatever, big brain, right?
Yeah,
like, oh, okay.
Are the glasses fused to his head?
They really do look like...
They look like monocles where you had to, like, lift your eyebrow to, like, really, like, get them in. Because, like, it really looks like his eyebrows are, like...
Well, there are none.
The brow bone is
sitting on top.
Exactly.
It looks painful.
He has a smile.
He has a smile.
That's what I said. Yes. A smile.
I'm not sure it's
sensible shoes.
His breath must stink.
Ugh.
Because his mouth is always kind of gaping or open or smiling, and that just means his mouth is really dry. And
honestly, all that frowning just gonna get him wrinkles real fast.
Can you get wrinkles like really, really far if you have a giant head?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's muscles everywhere.
I don't think it goes...
Can he control, like, how far up can he control his head? Like, is it just like a forehead?
Well, just try it. Try to frown and see if the top of your head is actually frowning. It's not.
No, I know. But what if his forehead is super long?
If your forehead keeps going, like, it's still your forehead.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I think the hair stops the
frowning.
Have you seen, like, people who have a shaved head before that have, like... I don't know. They have weird wrinkles on their the back of their head sometimes.
Mm-hmm. My favorite is gamers shaving their heads and having a dent in their skull.
Yes, because of the headset there.
That's hilarious.
That's troubling. I know it sounds silly, but like it looks too smooth, the head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Just creeps me out.
And with this name, I just like, I wished for once that they did like... Oh, he's a surfer, but he's really smart.
He's a 1940s character, so...
Okay, that would have been a stretch.
Surfing is probably out.
But you see, your theory would have worked, because his base of operation is Sharktooth Bay.
Oh!
Ben voyons donc.
That's the only thing good going for him. I like the name of the base.
Give him a surfboard or a riot.
I don't like the shoes. They're pointy. And as a short person, I know that, like, anytime I wear a pair of pointy shoes, it just makes my foot look like it's the length of, like, my calf.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks bad. And this looks bad.
I'm very against any pointy shoe.
Yeah, it's just
People are like, oh, well, it elongates your leg. I'm like, no, it looks ridiculous. Yeah. And here it's even worse. It looks like those very long Italian shoes.
Very elf-like.
Or even just a tiny curl in Aladdin.
Why is he so cartoony?
I mean, it's an illusion, so...
I like the eyes.
that's the ridiculous part, is that he has the same eyes, but he tried to give himself, like, a superhuman body.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. I like to think the eyes are actually, there's no eyes, and he has, like, tiny Sharpies, and he's like, hey, gotta put some pupils.
No, really, like, if he would look like... The illusion all along, I think I would be on board.
Despite the eyes!
Yeah, I think that's kind of fun.
The eyes make me laugh.
I like a man who makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
this guy would make you laugh.
The forehead part of the topless mask thing looks a bit like Frankenstein monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Brainwave, hot or not?
No.
No.
Yeah. No. No. I feel he would hate us.
Because we hate him?
Yeah.
Real game changer. Imagine my relief. No soda. Just a silly little star girl.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Brainwave Jr.
Okay. That's a serious upgrade.
Yeah.
If we compare it to Brainwave.
Well, it's the same. See? So the reason Brainwave needed to marry a superhero is that writer Roy Thomas wanted the son of Brainwave to be a member of Infinity Inc., a team made up of the children of World War II era heroes. Hank King Jr. takes after his mother in the looks department, but has his father's powers. Both parents are in The Serpent, drawn by Jerry Ordway. His powers are actually a little different. He has telepathy and telekinesis, but when his father died, it also unlocked his illusion powers and mind blast.
Oh.
Junior has been kind of unstable ever since, though. Originally, he was humble but talkative, the kind of hero who has a lot of banter. After, he was more confident, now knowing that the father he hated actually loved him, but... there's a dark side to that as well, like changing people's memories for their own good without asking.
Nope.
He also became obsessed with his ex on the team. Oh. So there's two brainwaves here, in a way, the before and the after. The art also shows him without the mask or goggles or whatever that is, and riding a telekinetic surfboard. There's your surfing.
Yay!
Okay, but why did Brainwave the First took the appearance of his son with goofy eyes?
No, it's the opposite, right? If his father once used that costume, his own costume is based on that.
Yeah,
that's okay, the but order. Even like the face and the body, like
genetics. That,
who is his mom, and why did she have a child with this?
I don't understand that bit.
Was she willing? Was it?
Well, all I know is that if her name is Mary Girl of a Thousand Gimmicks, mm-hmm. I want to learn more about her.
She's got her own entry.
Yeah, it's a cool.
Okay,
cool.
I know, but part of me is like, was she a willing participant?
Maybe she got pregnant as like one of her gimmicks.
Brainwave doesn't look as awful in the serpent.
Stop, Amity.
No, like, he doesn't look as
bad.
But
it's one of the less big heads.
Yeah, he has like a Hunter S. Thompson vibe.
Like, the smile gives me, I'm going to murder you at night and cut you in tiny pieces and give it to my snake. Like, no, absolutely not. Yeah,
I don't feel comfortable.
No.
I don't think this is a relationship that went very far. So, and hopefully it wasn't like mind control that made her marry him.
Yeah.
But he left, and so Junior was always feeling inadequate because his dad was a supervillain and had left the family. And so it's not until they reconciled in those final moments when Brainwave saved him from the Ultra Humanite that Junior realized, oh, my dad loved me after all.
Like, he made him objectively worse based on your description.
And then he dumped his own powers inside his kid before dying, and also possibly the supervillain instability.
Mm-hmm. I mean, aren't we all?
It's comics.
I know, but this is another.
You got to do a Dark Phoenix thing.
Yeah, he's got really good hair though.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's classic handsome.
Like even his jaw and like his cheekbones in the serpent is like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this dude gave birth to Matthew McConaughey.
I love curly hair.
Those genes are really strong. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like curly hair too.
I like the costume too. I think the costume's cool.
Yeah, I mean, we liked it in the Brainwave. It's just that we liked it with goofy eyes.
I mean, I still like it here. Like, those are some nice legs and nice pecs and
biceps. Almost a ball.
You know what?
I don't know. It's kind of, the shading is weird.
Yeah.
Too much shade there.
I'm giving it potential to be big.
What'd you say about potential earlier?
Well, this is different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dick potential. And I like the colors, too.
Dick. And he rides on a circle.
That's all I needed.
Yeah. I'm satisfied by that.
Yeah, it's definitely just, like, the cooler version of Brainwave.
And I like that there's evolution there. I like that he started in a way and ended in a different way, even though if it's not for the best. But it's kind of a cool...
It's interesting.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes?
As a result of his father's action, Hank has resigned from Infinity Inc. and gone off to find himself and his place in the world.
He's doing a
eat, pray, love.
I'm game.
He's currently eating a lot of pizza.
Oh, we're going to eat so much gelato together. I'm sold. Oh, exciting.
Yeah, I'm not mad. He sounds kind of shit, but I'm not mad.
He does have, like, those shitty powers, though, that I hate. Changing him the memories and the
mind control shit.
Yeah, I would say that the before absorbing his father's power, he's an automatic hot. After, it's convoluted.
So,
complicated.
So is Brainwave Jr. hot or not?
But, like, when he absorbed the power, was it his decision?
No.
You see, I can't blame him for that. It's not his fault. Hot.
Just looking for an excuse.
Surfboard. We love a toxic man. Even if Phyllis isn't here, she's apparently not the problem.
We just drink toxic.
I'm gonna hot him too.
Yeah, me too. Whatever, fuck it.
Yeah.
We just live once. Let's be toxic.
They had me at
nom, nom, nom.
Daddy never came to my ball game. Where were you, Daddy? Daddy never came to my ball game. Daddy never came to my ball game. Daddy never came to my ball game.
The bonus feature on Who's Hot is the pool I run every couple months on social media to see what they think will happen on the show. Let's see if anyone can claim that sandwich. So, what did they think? So, you got a little bit, 12 to 13 votes on each of these. 11 to 13 votes. The brain, they thought 12 to 1 would be a not.
Nat said hot, but everyone else said not.
So, that's a not.
Okay, perfect.
Brainiac, it was a unanimous not.
Okay. I wonder why.
Brainiac 5, 8 to 4, hot.
Ooh.
So, some people don't like his personality. Brainstorm, 11 to 1, not.
Perfect.
Brainwave. No, but
you know what? It's sometimes we're like into weird shit. Yeah. So, I understand.
That's
why
I was like, what's happening?
The penis thought got us going.
Like, I want to know what that one, who's that one person that's like, you know what? This is the freaky one.
We've liked weird characters.
I understand their logic.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Brainwave, unanimous not.
Thank you.
And Brainwave Jr., 10 to 1, hot.
So. The same one thought we would
clean. Yeah, there's somebody's flipped on everything.
He was too much of a pretty boy.
All right, we'll take a short break for a promo and be right back for the female bag.
Siskoid watches a lot of movies, like a lot. So now he has his own movie podcast, or several. Siskoid Cinema is your one-stop umbrella for a variety of shows like Fade In, exploring the first films of famous actors and directors.
This is a joke, right?
On Borrowed Time, discussing all your favorite time travel movies.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
And No Escape from Kurt Russell, a dissection of the man, the mystique, and the movies.
There goes a perfectly good bumper sticker.
And more. Siskoid Cinema, a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag. Comments on episode 15 of Who's Hot and Who's Not, which covered Blue Beetle, Blue Devil, Bolt, Bouncing Boy, and the Boy Commandos. Let's start with a few miscellaneous comments.
When you said Blue Beetle, I heard Blue Booby.
And I was like, what?
It's all you.
That would be a surprise.
Miscellaneous comments. Gene Hendricks says, indication that I am a little too involved with the Fire and Water Network. Last night I had a dream that I was in someone's living room, not mine, trying to explain the history of the Matrix Supergirl to the Hot Squad while Siskoid was watching a movie in the other room.
I want this to happen.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what this is because you're in the living room. Where am I watching this movie?
In the bedroom? No, in the kitchen?
I don't want to watch it in the bedroom. I want to watch it in the living room.
No, you're trying to watch while we are very
in the same room.
In the second living room.
And Kevin from New Orleans says the show gets better each episode. Aww. And I'm glad the updated entries are being used also. Because we looked at two Blue Beetles. So let's get into it. Yeah. Blue Beetle. Chris Franklin says, interesting that the girls preferred the Cullens art overall over the Rood art, since Rood is definitely more of the fan favorite artist. I do agree that Cullen's piece is more dynamic. Nerd alert! The 1940s Blue Beetle was originally a policeman, Dan Garrett. Got his powers from a secret formula, so drugs. Charlton gave archaeologist Dan Garrett a new Silver Age origin with the mystical scarab of the 1960s, which is the story I told.
It would give a good reason for those colors.
Police.
Mm-hmm.
Blue, yeah.
Similar vibes.
Blue, like Dinus,
yellow. With the yellow accent.
Who called this the All Bulge episode. Says the revised drawing is definitely crotch forward. All my knowledge of Beetle is from JLI. So this entry definitely fleshed out the character for me and made me realize he wasn't always a fat schlub. Blue Devil. Gene Hendricks says Blue Devil's... Until now, unrevealed power, making French-Canadian ladies melt. It's happening right now.
I was just fanning myself before you said that.
He says, a nice use of the unknown stuntman, Siskoid. Yeah. Gene, I keep referencing Lee Majors whenever the girls talk about the new Fall Guy movie.
Oh, yeah.
But I keep being met with blank stares over here. So. but the song is the theme song of the Fall Guy. Anyway, that's what I use for the clip. Brian Schufo is another fan of that show and that song who felt compelled to comment on it. Chris Pine says, Blue Devil got Loki level swoons. And I now ship the entire panel with him.
Thank you.
I felt like I was an accomplice to some kind of crime just by listening to it and not reporting anything.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Blue Devil.
There we go. Swinebread says Blue Beetle and Blue Devil were really fun characters in the 1980s. Later on, not so much. Okay. Chris Franklin says, I think my earbuds were getting red from all the heat and blushing from this one. Blue devil is an old Southern saying, by the way, used to describe people with a melancholy mood.
Oh.
They have a case of the blue devils.
Sexy.
Right? Blue devils is also the name of the sports teams of the famous Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. As for Bolt, Ange says, I think my favorite moments on the show is where the squad just completely lose their minds and Siskoid has to sort of try to reel everyone back in. In this episode, there was a moment where the penis talk was reaching some crescendo and you hear him sigh and say, okay, I don't know how I said it, to try and dial it back. Just fantastic.
I love that it happened again this time around.
It always happens.
I like that your favorite part is Mike being like, oh. Being frustrated.
I have to edit this shit. I like Bolt's hit and run assassination style, but his costume does look like it's had too many people trying to help him. Dude, you need like a Punisher skull. No, man, you need like a lightning bolt, like Deathbolt. No, you need like a sleek, dark outfit to be like a ninja. Why not all of that?
And wings.
And 80s glasses.
And the glasses.
Chaos.
New wave glasses. Chris Pine says, I love hearing the panel's reactions when they hear a character's real name, like Larry the Bolt Boletansky.
Still funny.
Bouncing Boy. Chris Pine says, I'm glad everyone came around and learned to love the bouncing uncle guy. And Chris Franklin wonders if he invented yoga pants.
I mean, if it did, thank you for your service to society.
Yeah.
Speaking of service, Boy Commandos. Captain Entropy says, I agree with whoever said that some of the Boy Commandos' mouths were too wide. They'll all be played by John Cena in the movie.
He's playing all the characters, even if they're kids, but he's playing it straight.
Like his regular voice and regular face, but on a tiny little body.
Oh, yeah.
Edited his face.
Two other notes on them. The guns should be black and brown, not olive green. Mm. Also, don't think Jan or Jan is carrying a flamethrower. I think Mr. Kirby was just exaggerating the muzzle flash from what looks like a Tommy gun, a.k.a. a Thompson submachine gun. But I support whoever said the flamethrower was the weapon that made them uncomfortable. I'm the unofficial firearms consultant that Fire and Water never asked for, and even I think flamethrowers are insane.
Yeah.
I wonder if the guns are green to make them more toy-like.
Probably. But also he really looks like he's shooting at his foot.
Yeah.
With the fake flamethrower.
Perspective shotgun.
No.
Mike Dinah says, I didn't get it then, I don't get it now, and probably will never get it. And Chris Franklin says, I had to put aside my Kirby reverence and realize that his art in this period, especially inked by the very stiff Greg Theakson, was rather odd and kind of insular for comic fan consumption only in many ways. The concept seems rather maudlin and ill-conceived now, but yes, Kirby was a streetwise survivor of the Great Depression, Jewish, and soon after co-creating this group, a frontline soldier in World War II. So all that has to be considered before passing modern judgment on the idea. I'm glad to see this was discussed and it wasn't dismissed outright, but I expect no less from this crew. I enjoy the new perspectives as well as the phallic jokes. And I think we're giving Kirby a pass as well. I think, you know, he was going blind in the 80s when these were drawn. He'd been an artist since the 1940s.
Mm.
You know, it's like he reinvented comics a number of times. So by this point, yes, it's getting harder. So his art has suffered. And some of the entries in Who's Who, some are good and some are not so good. I don't dislike this one personally. So before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation. This particular production is sponsored by Gene Hendricks, Monsieur Duc, Mike Dinas, Eric, Chris Pine, Zane Kroll, and welcome to the fold, the new sponsor, Dr. Ange. Yay! I mean, he's been responding to every episode. Like, it's about time, Ange.
Yes! 100 episodes in! Fan.
No gatekeeping.
We love you.
Maybe we should give him a very special custom compliment, even if we don't normally do so on Who's Who episode.
No.
Well, it's going to be about his brain. I thought, well, that's fine.
You are a delightful man.
Brain.
You'd look good
surfing
on
on brainwaves.
You could pull off those robes when other people can't.
Have you considered a hat?
You know, it was as simple as saying that he's got like a big brain or something. Yeah.
No, that's not us.
He's like, a doctor. He knows that.
I'm sure your IQ is true and not fake.
I told you, you're a doctor. Have you considered befriending a gorilla?
All right. Don't forget to leave comments at fireandwaterpodcast.com. We'll read them on the next episode of Who's Hot and Who's Not. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
We love you.
It just occurred to me that maybe some people don't finish the episodes completely and don't hear me say that I love them.
Yeah, there's definitely at least some people that never reach this far.
That's so unfortunate.
But the true fans will know.
You only love the true fans.
That is true.
Broom tone?
Sorry, I understood broom tone.
I also understood broom tone.
Please add a clip of a broom.
Yeah. It's for witch podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Broom tone.
Sorry, now I'm thinking of alternatives.
Broom tone.
Broom tone.
Groom tone for the wedding special.
Shroom tone.
Mushroom tone.
Doom tone.
Okay.
What are we doing tonight, Brain? Same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
It is.
It's the perfect audio.
Yeah, but find it in French.
Honestly?
I'm sure it exists.
Essayez de conquérir le monde.
Tu veux faire quoi cette nuit?
La même chose que chaque nuit, Minus. Tenter de conquérir le monde.
C'est Minus et Cortex. C'est Cortex et Minus.